this what I think it is?
Yes.
We got another piece.
If this is what I think it is, this story is about to get so much deeper. Let me explain.
4 years ago, I bought my dream house, and it turns out it was built by a billionaire. But for some reason, he decided to abandon it.
Allegedly, this property has quite the history, dating back to the 1960s when the first billionaire purchased it and built his dream house. He then spent tens of millions of dollars to build the property to the way it sits right now. Locals recall the billionaire hosting extravagant parties, owning hundreds of cars, hence the garages. Then, mysteriously, one day he left and never returned. For the next 10 years, the property sat abandoned, with the lights on and the AC running as if nothing was wrong. That's when I came into the picture. It was 2021 and I was living at the last Temura house in LA. That's when I first discovered the property was for sale. Matt and I booked a flight because we had to come see it. And when we got here, we had a private tour. And when we entered the house, it felt like we stepped foot into a time capsule. Everything looked like it was untouched for decades. So my question is, who would spend so much money on a property like this and then just walk away? Shortly after I moved in, I started meeting the neighbors, some of which grew up right next door. But one really stood out to me when he said this.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, are you the new neighbor?
I am.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
Hey, man, I saw y'all digging around here earlier. I just want to let you know, be careful where you dig.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, I've seen some stuff here, man. Just be careful.
Something's got to be buried, right?
I mean, really? You think so, or?
Well, Brian, why would the neighbor say that? Like, is that a saying that people say? Like, careful where you dig. Have a good day.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, but either way, we have done a lot of digging on this property. That neighbor lives nearby, so they've seen us dig out the front pond. They've seen us dig out some other projects. We've dug a deep hole in the backyard. We've even done an entire motocross track of moving dirt. He's seen that. And he came over to say hi for whatever reason and ended it with, careful where you dig, because he knows we're digging. That's gotta be really weird, right?
And he knows there's gotta be something?
No, he knows there's something. I think he knows what's up. He grew up here. He's lived here his whole life, he said. But all of this is just super weird. But let's just go look. We've looked all over the property. It is over 100 acres. We've dug in a lot of spots, but we haven't found anything super weird. But something about this area doesn't feel natural. I was thinking this was like a rock or a boulder. I think this is concrete. You can see the stones and all that stuff. I'm not sure that's natural. And there's more of it here. And look at this. This is buried under here. This is metal. This looks like it could be part of maybe a car piece or something. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, this is old and been here a long time.
So what are you thinking? This guy just like had all of his stuff and he just put it in the swamp back here and buried it.
Yeah, Ryan, basically that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay.
This is a really gross, swampy area. 30 years ago, before he abandoned it, something happened. Why would a billionaire abandon a property like this if something crazy didn't happen?
We are definitely on the something. There's a car tire right here.
Yo!
This is an old tire.
Oh!
What?
It just ripped apart.
This, what do you mean?
It's so old, it's dry rotted beyond. I'm not gonna be able to pull this out without it disintegrating.
Yo,
look at that. It's 19-80. That's a 1980 tire.
Oh, weird.
That lines up with the timeline. Brian, this is a car fender right here. Look at this.
What is that?
This is super deep. This is a car fender.
Wait, clear it off.
Look, this is a part of a car.
So wait, how much back here do you think is buried? How far back do you think,
Brian,
it goes?
I think all of this has got stuff dumped and buried. And the weirdest part is, if you're a billionaire, you want to keep a nice house. He spent tens of millions of dollars building this property. You wouldn't just dump trash here.
Unless you're trying to hide something?
Yeah, I think all of this was intentionally trying to be hidden. Ryan, this stuff is buried. Look at this.
That's actually just like the front of a car. Is that a bumper?
This is like the bumper of a car. Well, this is the garage where he stored tons and tons of cars.
But what was here?
I don't know.
Do you think there was another building here?
I think he dumped it. He grabbed dirt.
Look, there's tires all over there.
Oh my god!
Wait, hold on. Why is there even this fence over here?
Yeah, look at that. There is tire after tire. And that entire pile of dirt, I guarantee you, has got car parts buried under there. I think we're actually starting to uncover something wild. There's a fender, another piece of a car. I can't even pull this out. It's so deep. And then I noticed this. Ryan, there's literally a half a car buried right here. Look at this. This is like two cars. There's a red car, a blue car. Like, what does this go to? There's a piece of metal. Why is there? There's literally tons of stuff buried here. Yeah, I know.
It's all under cement.
You think he buried it, poured cement over it, and it's starting to crumble after the years and it's coming out?
I don't know. Like, you don't just throw your trash out like this. This is like hiding something. Dude, look how big there. You can't even lift that. There's no way.
No, there's no way. I don't even know where it ends.
It's like 600 pounds of concrete.
A huge concrete slab. Something's under this. We need to dig it up.
Yeah, it's probably an entire car.
Yeah, this is oil. When oil hits water, it kind of separates and makes like this crazy film. But we don't spill oil out here.
Look at that.
This is seeping up from underground. Ryan, there are cars full of engine oil, transmission fluid. It's finally, after all these years, it's coming up out of ground.
It has to be the giant rainstorms or like washing the dirt away.
Yeah, we've had a few crazy storms over the past couple of years, and we've had some crazy floods. Ryan, we gotta dig. We got some stuff to uncover here. We gotta get the big tools. Luckily, I collect a bunch of strange vehicles like this mini excavator. It's gonna be perfect for digging because it's got the bucket and the claw. So this should be more than enough for digging and trying to grab car parts and rip them out of the ground and move the concrete blocks. I am gonna have to road trip this thing all the way across the TMR property. And unfortunately, I gotta go about a half a mile. So this is gonna take a little bit of time. Made it down with the mini X. Now the goal is to figure out how to get the machine down here, but the closer I look, the more I realize there is so much rubble and random things buried and a bunch of trees in the way. So we might have to move a bunch of stuff to get down and over to there where I think a bunch of car parts are buried that we're gonna try to dig up. Let's see how this goes. Gotta plan my route. Man, there's just so much stuff going on here. Time to figure out what car is buried under here. They're way too deep for me to pull out. All kinds of stuff and spread across this whole area. Another big piece here. So we're gonna start digging with the big boy. Let's go. I am actually very excited. I don't know what we're about to find, but it's gonna be interesting either way. All right, there is definitely a layer of dirt. We are actually uncovering this. I can see more of that blue body panel. And what I don't understand is it looks like whatever is buried here, there's a thick layer of concrete poured all the way across to like trying to encase it further. Okay, we're uncovering the red fender now. Yeah, that is a car fender. I think we need to take a look and see what it is so far before we keep digging. Gotta see what it is. All right, well, we got this piece out completely. This is a car fender. It's an interesting maroon shape. You can see the black trim piece. I have no idea what car this goes to. Comment down below if any of this looks familiar, if we can try to figure it out. I wouldn't be surprised if this is old. So maybe cars from like the 70s, the 80s. My guess is this was buried between the 80s or 90s. That's when things really got creepy with this mansion. Okay, let's see what we uncovered. So here's more red. So this is probably to the same red car. This is the blue. I did not really get it out, but there's bricks, blocks of concrete. Look at this piece. This is another car piece buried underneath this thick root. That gives you an idea of just how long this stuff has been buried down here. I think we need to keep digging, but this is getting weirder and weirder. I also wonder if there's stuff buried under the water, like the swamp area. We're about to uncover something crazy. I'm gonna try to collect all the car pieces because we might be able to put it all together and make out what car it is, but time to keep digging. Oh my God. Hold up. We are finding so much so quick. I gotta check this out. This is crazy. All right, this is wild. So we got the blue piece uncovered. This has gotta be a bumper of a car. So we're gonna collect the pieces there. We got the red car started, the blue car started. I think there's a white car right here. But we got a lot more of the red car coming out. It's so muddy. This is like buried underwater. This is not gonna be easy. I need both hands for this one. So we got another huge body piece of this red car right here. Oh. Okay, I did actually just rip that. Here's another big piece. There's literally multiple cars right in this area. Oh, my hands are so messy. I'm underprepared for this job. Here's another piece of the blue one. This actually might be a third car. This blue right here looks a bit different. I need help identifying. Do you guys know what these cars are? And they have to be a couple decades old at least, just given that the roots have grown over them and these trees probably weren't even here when they were dumped. I think we found car number three. It's a light blue, extremely pretty car. Let's add it to the pile. I've only just started digging. We found so many parts, and I actually just found this. This is like a gas line or a vacuum hose for a car. Looks like, honestly, it might still work, even though it's been under there. So we have three different car parts right here. We have the red, which it looks like we have the most of. We have this light blue. Oh my gosh, and there's clearly a different car right there. We haven't even begun to dug this way. We got a huge piece of concrete just covering these car parts. Why? What? I did a big scrape uncovering even more. This is like a footstep off of maybe a truck or an SUV. I can't even pull it out. Some part of it goes so deep under there. It's overwhelming how much is going on down here. 10 cars worth of tires. 2 cars worth of fenders. Here's another car. This one's made of metal. Ooh, hooked my leg. And I'm noticing there's even more concrete, massive pieces of concrete. So far, I have found about 3 cars and I think 1 truck. I found about 6 tires and there are still so many more buried in the ground. I'm now working the excavator back to the original spot I was digging to keep looking there. As I continue to scrape the ground, what I find next has got to be the most interesting piece yet. Hold up. Is this what I think it is? Yes. We got another piece of this red car. Yes. Whoa, hold up. What the heck? Is this a logo on there? Oh, guys, we have a logo. We can identify this thing. Oh my, yo, is that a Lamborghini? Is this a Lamborghini? A red old Lamborghini? What? Look at this, guys. There's literally this, there's a marking right there. Guys, that's a Lamborghini logo for sure, 100%, right? Or is that some European thing? I'm not sure. I think I found a Lamborghini, guys. Why would that be buried back here? It's one thing to have old cars, I guess, but to have a fancy... This, guys, this is literally insane. Right there, Lamborghini, 100%. This is insane. Look at this. We gotta get a look at this color. That is a bright, beautiful red, guys. This is Lamborghini red. This is insane. So the other piece, we found more than one red piece, guys. One of these cars buried here is a red Lamborghini. This is insane. I cannot believe that. Surprisingly, it's held up. This is a fiberglass piece. Lamborghini definitely uses fiberglass panels for lightweight and stuff like that. This is probably something from the 80s. It could be an older car when it was buried. I cannot believe this. I'm getting a little bit spooked right now. Guys, subscribe right now. I'm gonna keep on digging and see what else we can find. Let me know what you think is going on. I'll see you guys in the next vlog. Peace.